Okay, Tov, Shavua Tov. My students know that every week they have to submit a three-question homework assignment online. Just simple questions. What did we talk about this week? Yes, no, explain to me what I said. Very good. And the first few weeks of the semester, I was wondering, wow, these answers are so good. Everyone's writing a whole paragraph. Mashallah, these guys are paying attention. Then I started noticing that the pattern is that they're saying the same thing. And I'm thinking, okay, where is it all coming from? And I realized it's all coming from ChatGPT. So I told them, you know, the rules say that you're allowed to use anything you want as your sources. If you don't know what I said, just give credit. Nobody gave credit. I called them out on it, and they're still not giving any credit. It's a little bit silly at this point. I'm marking them wrong at this point. It's a little bit silly, but needless to say, they all violated what is known as Genevat Da'at. You're not allowed to put someone, beguile somebody, mislead him to think that you are doing something in his favor. Let's say I'm visiting someone, one of my family members in the hospital, and I see somebody I know. Rabbi, you came to see me? Rabbi, you came all the way to the hospital to see me? Wow, I'm so touched. It's my job to find the right way to tell him, actually, I'm here to see a family member, but I'm also so happy to see you also. I'm happy to be here for you also. I shouldn't leave him under the false impression. You know, you go to a wedding and someone's like, what? You came to my son's wedding. I didn't even invite you. Thank you for coming. The truth is, I know the other side. I was invited for the other. You know, there's reasons to explain. And then same thing of, you know, tarofing a little bit too much. Bi Shabbat Shabbat Bi Pishamash Bi Na Na Na. And you know they're not going to come. You know, it's not appropriate to go to overdo it, to give someone the impression of you're really thinking about him when you're just giving people random invitations in order to say hello. Shabbat Shabbat Bi Pishamash. You're not going to come to Washington Heights this week, right? So what am I doing? I'm just it. At some point, it crosses the threshold of being appropriate to inappropriate. At that point, it's Genevat Da'at. So to do this in order to benefit yourselves and to put me under the false impression is a violation of Genevat Da'at, to cheat and not give the answers when I let you do that. The only thing is that let's say I'm selling you something and I know there's a problem with it. I'm selling you a sefer and I know that it's upside down. The binding is upside down. I don't necessarily have to tell you that. If you could have figured it out on your own right away. If it's something that you should have occurred to you, why am I selling you this thing for $2 instead of $25? It should have occurred to you, fine. But if I mislead you to think that this is perfect and you're getting a great deal and in fact you're not getting a great deal, then that's a problem. One other situation that happened, my students were telling me, the guy goes to a store, he finds a product on the shelf. He goes to the salesperson. He says, "Look, on Amazon, it's half the price. Can you match them?" It's not actually half the price on Amazon. He took a screenshot and he edited the price, or he went on the browser and he edited the price. You know, software engineer, right? He edited the price on his browser in order to tell them, "Look, it's actually a different price when it's really not." And they honor it, and they give him the deal. That's not just Genevat Da'at. That's gezel. That's actually stealing. When you're cheating me right now to give you the grade, today it's not stealing. Tomorrow when you have a better grade and you get a better job, that'll be stealing. But today when you get the guy to give you the better deal, that's mamash stealing his money. Someone who does that is most likely pasul eidut. Not so good. So everyone should keep in mind, we always have our interactions with other people. We want something to be done in our favor. We want people to like us. We want to get something. But it's also important to tame ourselves. To hold ourselves back and not say the wrong thing, which could violate Genevat Da'at. Baruch Adonai L'olam. Amen.